Welcome back, listeners. It is I, Owen, back with my bro, Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
Yo, man. What's going on?
Oh, sounding extra manly today.
Well, I'm feeling extra manly. I think I've put on a little bit of, like, protein muscle weight.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's some of it's fat, but, like, I think I've got a little bit of extra, you know, extra bulk. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I got good T levels.
Well, you look great. You look fantastic. Hey, where's Julia? I don't know where Julia is.
Julia.
Is she in jail? I heard maybe she was in jail or something.
She's, I don't really know because she's just a chick, you know?
That's
and
right.
What do chicks do? Distract us.
Julia is busy with a lot of life stuff.
Yeah.
We'll have her back real soon.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's okay, though. We miss her. And I'm frankly nervous and scared to do this without her. I don't know about you, Aaron.
Oh, I'm very nervous, but I'm gonna like paper over it with just like anger and like ego.
We will be back with some regular controller freak real soon. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, in our little hiatus, I thought we'd give you a little special bonus episode it's really the pilot episode of our new podcast, Boys with Toys.
Boys with toys.
You like boys with toys.
Of course, a reference to GoldenEye.
I was going to say, can we like patch in Pierce Brosnan?
Character Natalia admonishes James Bond and another guy who are arguing, and she says they're behaving like petulant children. And you can just see Bond and the other guy just destroyed in front of her.
Totally destroyed. And then later, isn't Pierce Brosnan like... You're playing as Pierce Brosnan. You're in the Russia level, right? You've got the Kalashnikov.
Yeah.
And something happens with a tank. I remember the graphics were very bad at this part. And you...
Well, the tank level sucked in GoldenEye.
It was gray. It was really awful.
Yeah, you couldn't see anything.
But I think at that point, he does a callback, right? Isn't he like, boys and their toys?
Yes, absolutely.
Man. That's what I call manly, and that's what this podcast is all about now.
That's right, and in honor of that, in honor of the complete lack of female presence here, we decided to play the manliest game we could think of, and one that we had also never played before. You know, we'd be kind of the Julias here, and perhaps experience a game for the first time.
It's true.
So, that's why we went with... What did we go with, Aaron?
We went with... Duke Nukem 3D World Tour.
20th anniversary also, right?
Yeah, is that in there too? 20th anniversary edition, new publisher.
Yeah. So this is a remaster, or I think in this case you could call it a remasturbation.
Oh, yeah.
This is a remasturbation of Duke Nukem 3D, which came out in 1996.
96. Like, yeah. I read the info, but I didn't read, you know, like, that sounds right. Yeah, 96. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and it was on the PC, and then shortly after, I think it came out on, like, everything, like, Nintendo 64 and PlayStation and Sega Saturn, and it just, like, kept getting updated, like, year after year, and, like, remastered again and again, and, like... Totally.
And this was, like... The Duke Nukem series has been around for, and again, this is like, you're going to flag a lot of both historical errors in the real world, factual errors straight up. You're going to flag errors that I make with regard to what story there is about Duke, any kind of like actual like plot or like backstory, that's going to be fucking lost. Yeah. So I'm just pulling nades out of my ass and chucking them at you, and they're going to go off, and that's just how it's going to be. But it's been around for forever, right? Since the early 90s.
Yeah, I think Duke Nukem 3D is the third or fourth game in the series.
I think third. I think you're right.
Yeah. So I don't know if Duke has a backstory. Duke Nukem, our protagonist. I kind of made one up. I was thinking like Like, he went to Vietnam, but he was bored because, like, it wasn't like it wasn't hardcore enough and there weren't enough chicks. I don't know. Maybe he's got more that's addressed in the first couple Duke Nukem games, because I never played any of these. I played games like them. I played a lot of Doom, which is, you know, that and Wolfenstein are, like, the clear influences on this.
Yeah,
which
it's, like, later. It's like a pastiche of, like, Wolfenstein and Doom and, like, Leisure Suit Larry. Like, yeah. Those three things together into one shooter.
Yeah.
I guess if you can get Aliens somewhere as well, because it does, and like pop culture, I guess that's a little bit.
Yeah. It did remind me of Doom just so much though. Like, you're obviously walking around, you know, shooting aliens, and then you're also like picking up different color key cards and opening doors with them. I was like, big time Doom shit there.
And in Doom 2, is it generally, or the key cards you have to get generally inside like peep show booths or like no.
That's special for Duke Nukem.
That's just Duke.
Yeah, this game, I think we both thought this was going to be like a fairly misogynist experience,
Sure.
But I think we were blown away by the extreme level of chauvinism.
It's gleeful.
It's like almost an impressive level of chauvinism.
Yes. I was actually blown away. I was thinking that it was going to be like a Metal Gear Solid kind of like horniness, where it's like there's a plot point about like a woman's ass and like, ooh, that's sexy, and like, or like Snake, there's a poster up that's like risque and like it's implied that maybe Snake jerked off to it or something, like just like sort of around the edges kind of shit.
Yeah.
But no, from the very first level that I was playing, which was a porno theater, I think.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. There's it's the pop culture references, but it's also those sweet, sweet pixelated booties.
Yeah. You can't walk 10 feet in this game without seeing a poster of women in bikinis, like film reels playing just inexplicably of like women straddling, I don't know, boas.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
You know, you see like ads for movies called like Sister Act 3. Again, just like
porn out. Yeah. You know,
yeah. Pixely bikini clad women.
That's the funniest part to me, is that like, cause like some of the things are like they're big images on a wall, or they're like, they're huge blown up, or they're like supposed to be real women in the world that you can interact with. But as the like size of the depiction of female like nudity gets smaller, the pixel count, because this is a game from the mid-90s, I was actually surprised how like not terrible it looks still. The 2D sprites in the 3D world, like it's actually, maybe it's just nostalgia, but I feel like it actually looks kind of like clean and like nice.
Yeah. But, like, it's not bad. It's not bad.
But in terms of like like horny, like tits out girls, when you get down to like you've got 20 pixels and you want to try to give a guy a boner, you're not going to be able to, even if you get all of the shades of like human skin, you have 20 pixels. Like, how are you going to, even the most skilled artist who worked on, you know, Trigger and Secret of Mana brought on to like draw that female nude.
Yeah. I was confused. Like the whole world is strange. Like there's, instead of Disneyland, it's Babe Land.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to Babe Land, there's like a regular Mickey Mouse out front that's like, hello, welcome to Babe Land.
I hope you came horny, Duke.
Ooh, all right.
Okay, Mickey. We should talk about Duke himself, because he's the quintessential, you know, he's the icon.
I'm Duke Nukem. And I'm coming to get the rest of you alien bastards.
He's like if you took Guile from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Made him bigger.
Bigger pecs, just totally ripped. Like, super cool shades. And yeah, you're right. That Guile haircut, but he's gone to the barber. And he's been like, I'm Guile, but I am, like you said, I am going to have to go to Vietnam. And so can you give me like a little more army, a little less iconic Guile?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right, that's the feel. And the attitude, like, that's how he looks. He's got, like, a bandolier, red, like tank.
And he's voiced by John St. John.
John St. John.
Yeah, who did the voice of the protagonist from This is the Police, if yes. you remember that episode of Controller Freak.
Don't have time to play with myself.
I feel like he's trying to do an old Jack Nicholson impression a little bit.
So Duke, I got that a little bit from This is the Police, but Duke especially, it's like, absolutely, it's Jack. It's like full 50%, which is interesting because you see Duke and the obvious, like, of guys that come to mind are like, you know, Stallone and like Chuck Norris and like Schwarzenegger.
Van Damme.
But like, it's not, the voice isn't like Austrian or like, or no. any of those.
No, like, it's way more Nicholson. It's like, I'm going to put the smack dab on your ass.
Right, exactly.
This is Mulray. Yeah.
Shake it, baby. It's like very...
No time to play with myself. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an interesting... It's like if Jack, Chinatown era Jack, put on like 75 pounds of pure muscle.
Absolutely.
And just that was who he was.
Yeah.
So that's the guy who we are. What do we know about Duke?
Well, in this game, it seems like he's a movie star because you see movie posters with him all over the place, like Duke Nukem starring in a... Lunar Apocalypse starring Duke Nukem.
Okay.
I mean, the plot of this game is that aliens have attacked Los Angeles.
Yes.
And they've mutated the LAPD. And, okay, so you fight pig aliens in this game.
You do.
And they wear LAPD uniforms. And this game, like, hates cops.
No, clearly. The politics, like, of Duke.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've described Duke. We should also say, I mean, we've covered this a little bit, but he's I think, what could be charitably described as an ass grabber. Like, the only women that he'll speak to in the game do not speak back to him generally. And
except to say, like, kill me, because they're, like, in an alien pod.
Right, if they've been webbed with, like, alien goo, they'll be like, kill me. And you can indeed kill them, and Duke just goes, damn. Because that's just one less broad for him to ogle. But generally, Duke's only interest in women is to, and this is the only, like, NPC interaction that you can engage in Duke Nukem, is you go up, you press the use button, which is appropriate, and Duke gives them $100 bill.
Yep.
He never runs out. He's bloated. And he says, shake it, baby, or want to dance, or any of those things. Doesn't matter who it is. Could be a stripper. Could just be a woman he sees at a bar. And that's, like, that's who Duke is. So, like, that doesn't seem especially enlightened.
No. But the aliens that he's fighting know this about Duke, because, like, the plot of this game is, like, aliens show up and they start kidnapping women. And then eventually you, like, go to the moon and they've lured you there by kidnapping women.
Right.
And then they reveal to you that, like, actually this was all a ruse to get Duke, like, off of Earth.
Right.
So now the real assault on LA can begin.
Right. It was genius. Like,
they knew how to exploit Duke, which is, like, really unfair.
It is. But then, am I wrong? Is there also, like, another sub alien, like, plan to, like, use human women to, like, birth the alien queen?
No, that is absolutely what happens. Yeah, and you see in a cutscene, your colonel is like, Duke, you received a video clip from one of our undercover spies. And then they show this clip and it's just aliens surrounding this woman and them just kind of screaming. And it's like, you don't know what the fuck is actually happening.
Right.
Duke, we've got a new problem here. This video was shot by an undercover operative.
I'm going in.
The cutscenes of this are insane. Did you see any of them?
I saw that one and I couldn't understand what the hell was going on.
Yeah, because there's that, and then you get a cutscene after you, like, defeat a boss alien. One of them, Duke, squats down and takes a dump into the neck hole of the mutant that he just killed.
What? He shits down his neck hole?
I mean, basically, it looks like his neck hole. It's very, you know, pixely, like his head's blown up. It's either into the neck hole or on his exploded head.
On his exploded head. Wow. Yeah. But, like, that's what I'm saying, like, the political bent of this game is a little confusing. Because I think you'd be forgiven if you're me, you're a judgy West/East Coast liberal, leftist. You'd assume that a guy like Duke, he seems like he maybe votes red. He seems like maybe he's a conservative. He seems like he'd call you a cuck. Mm-hmm. However, what you were saying earlier, all the pig aliens in this game are cops. They're cops.
Yeah, and it's not it's just the pig aliens, right? It's not the other like
pig aliens.
Though the other lizard looking aliens, they don't have the LAPD uniform.
They're not cops. Right? It's just the pig aliens that are cops. Right. And you and there's a level that's called, I think, pigsty, which is LAPD precinct.
Yeah.
And you go in and it's just pig cops and you're killing pig cops. And so Duke is, in my mind, he's both like your horny red state uncle, but it's also kind of ACAB. Which is confusing.
Yeah.
I think it's just so libertarian that it's just like, fuck the state, fuck everybody. It's just me, Duke, watching out for the entire world.
It's time to abort your whole friggin' species.
And this game, this 20th anniversary world tour remaster.
Right.
They let you jump into any episode because this game is split up by episodes.
Very disjointed. It felt very, very loose to me. I wondered if that was how it was in the original, or if that was just for this remaster that you can sort of jump in at any point in the story of Duke.
Yeah, it's kind of what made this game so playable, I feel like. Partially because, I mean, the shooting is not bad, and they have the system where when you die, you can like rewind and start back whenever you want from like the last 5 minutes.
That's true. It like
kind of cool. I like it. I was like, why don't more games do this kind of thing?
No, it is because it makes dying actually really, really not a big deal. Which is good because the game is hard.
No, you know what you were doing though, because Aaron and I played some two player like deathmatch.
We did.
Was actually very fun, I thought. It was the most upset though that I've been at any point playing this game, because when we started a round, we got put in two different spots in the level.
Yes.
And you got put in like the porno set part of the level.
Yeah.
And you're just talking to me over a headset being like, oh my God, Duke is so happy right now. Duke is so happy. I'm like, what's going on? And you're like, oh, there's these two women here on the bed. And oh my God. And it's just, you're laughing your ass off. Meanwhile, I'm like stuck in a sewer. I'm like on the other side of the level. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm having trouble getting out of here. Where are you right now?
You've got like, there's like radioactive waste that you're like trying to get through. And my Duke is just like watching the filming of Sister Act 4.
Yeah.
Which is quite a movie.
But that was fun though. It felt like playing old GoldenEye a little bit.
Yeah, it did. It did. It was fun also. Like I credit where credit is due. The world of Duke Nukem is quite rich. At least in my opinion, these levels are, I kind of expected like polygonal like boxes within which you would hunt aliens and like occasionally discover a woman behind a wall. But like, there's a lot of interactivity and like secrets and like weird, funny stuff that you have to sort of explore to get to. And I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was fun for me playing with you on multiplayer, was that, like, we had these, like, crass, stupid, sexist levels. And devoid of any enemies, it was just you and me chasing each other around these, like, empty levels that were ghost towns except for, like, the babes.
Yeah, picking up shotguns and being like, ooh.
Right, exactly. And come to daddy. Hail to the king, baby. And just like that echoing off the walls, no one to hear us.
Yeah.
There was something very, very fun about it.
Yeah.
And like just exploring, like trying to poke around to discover what these sick, sick guys had like hidden. It was really fun.
You wanna dance? Shake it, baby.
This is the classic question we do sometimes on this show. If you were to cast a movie right now 2020, who would play Duke?
That's a really good question. I think you could go a couple different ways with it too. Like, I could see somebody like Chris Pratt doing a great job with it.
Yeah,
And I know we've cast Chris and other, I think we cast Chris in the Fortnite movie.
Yeah.
I think maybe even something else that we did a casting for, but I think he'd do a good job if you wanted it to be a little lighter, a little friendlier, a little less threatening.
I'd like to see Timothée Chalamet give it a try. You know, like I think he's in the right spot in his career. Like so far he's done a lot of like softball JV stuff, like Little Women, Call Me By Your Name, that movie where he like played a drug addict, whatever. I think it's time to like really do some heavy lifting and play Duke Nukem, you know, whatever. Yeah. He got nominated for Oscars, whatever.
Yeah, well, he's going to do Dune. Maybe that'll get him in an action mindset.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have to do like a strict, serious workout plan. Like,
yeah.
He'd have to eat a lot of steak, maybe.
We'd have to use like trick angles to like make him appear large.
Yeah.
And or maybe CGI. Like CGI.
Yeah, CGI. Right?
Like the Beowulf movie number on him. Where we made Ray Winstone into like Geralt of Rivia, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We haven't nailed it though.
No, quite. Who? Okay, how about fucking, I mean, this would have to be like Duke Nukem 3D or Duke Nukem Forever. It wouldn't be like early stage Duke.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like Chris Maloney could. How about John Hamm? Either one of them. Just, you know?
John Hamm feels like a last resort, but like a really good last resort. John Hamm being like, shake it, baby.
Shake it, baby. What? Yeah, I see. Okay,
here's I'm going to play with myself.
Right, exactly. Hail to the king, baby. See, here's the thing about John Hamm, though. I think that's going to be all in the direction. I think he's got it in him. We do the hair. We get him, you know, we get him buff. Mm-hmm. But I think we got to pair him with somebody who's going to throw him off his game. Like,
yeah.
like a David O. Russell or like a P.T. Anderson.
Yeah.
Fuck him up. Fuck his head up a little bit. And like,
yeah.
Then throw him into the strip club and have aliens shooting live rounds at him, you know?
Yeah.
And see what comes. We'll see what we get on camera.
What if Jim Jarmusch directed Duke Nukem
the film?
Because then it might actually become like a genuine satire. Like yes. some people actually describe this game as a satire. Just the nature of like, oh, it's so tongue in cheek. You could even say it's like a comment on our disgusting society.
What does satire mean?
No, I don't agree with any of it. It's not fucking Animal Farm, you know?
Is that fair? I'm trying to like think about what kind of shit happened to me in Duke Nukem 3D. And if I was ever like, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Our society is that.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this is sort of like a Nietzsche thing where like Duke stared into the abyss too long and then the abyss stared back into Duke.
Yeah.
Like if this is satire, it's so dumb that it's become the thing it's satirizing, which is good. I think it works.
Yeah.
But it also like, I don't think it can get off that easy.
No. And I don't know. I don't know what's satirical about like, okay, did you do the level where I jumped into a level where you start out immediately taking damage, like Duke's immediately like, and then you like move, and then you see that you were just sitting in an electric chair, and like the pig aliens are like in the next room, like controlling it. But Duke was very easily able to leave the chair, so he wasn't really strapped in like you would be.
Sorry, the idea of Duke being executed by the state is so funny to me. It's like hilarious to me.
Yeah.
The idea that Duke been sentenced to death is like kept in death row for like 20 years. And then like it's finally his day. He has his last meal, which is just like, it's just like Playboy Mag and like McDonald's.
Yeah. And like the McBLT.
Like, right. Exactly. A McDLT.
Yeah.
Then he's marched to the fucking electric chair.
Yeah.
He's strapped in. And it's at that moment. That is like where that's the middle of the story that we begin.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the in media res that we drop into Duke in.
I know. It was it really threw me. I was like, what a way to start a level.
I have to say the framing is really like, that's sort of what I'm talking about. It does have this like innate, I can see why it's so beloved in some circles because it does have like a sense of like timing and like circumstance.
Yeah.
That like, you know, I have to say it's engaging. I thought you were going to talk about the level where you go to Amsterdam.
No.
Did you play that level?
I don't think so.
In that level, it's called High Times. In that level, Duke, I mean, you start out, you're in the red light district. You can say shake it, baby, to the ladies of the night. It's
sure.
all par for the course. Sure. Aliens are in Amsterdam. It's a whole deal. But then, like, Duke gets distracted, and he, like, goes into a coffee shop, which is 100%. I mean, it's an Amsterdam coffee shop, so it's just weed. And Duke is very careful to always say, and I think this is where it got closest to satire for me. He's uh-huh. very careful to always talk about how good the coffee is. Like, he'll be like, wow, this is some strong coffee. And he gets tripped out. He starts seeing, like, faces. You're teleported to, like, several different areas as, like, part of this trip because Duke smoked weed. And then you're killing aliens, but you're high. Things wow. are like, it's like Escher. You're like going around in circles.
Damn. Sorry, I missed this level.
And then I couldn't figure out how to end it. So it was just sort of like a bad trip from then on. Like Duke couldn't find his way out.
Oh, yeah. Sounds bad.
Yeah.
Couldn't find the right key card probably or something.
Yeah, I think that's
tough to do when you're real stoned, I'm sure.
Too many key cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm looking good.
You know what else I find interesting about Duke Nukem as like a franchise is the sheer amount of, like, I don't think I'm being unfair when I call this like a B-level franchise. Like, this is a franchise. I think it's been successful. It's been highly rated. It's sort of iconic in a way. Like, you say Duke Nukem and people know what you're talking about, and Absolutely. they can picture Duke.
Yeah,
and they know the attitude. But, like, this wasn't, like, a heavy-hitting time sort of left it behind, I think, is part of it. But, like, it also, like, it's just not, it, I don't know, it's not, like, one of the big, it's not a Doom, you know? It's one level sort of below making fun of Doom.
Right, right.
But for a game, for a franchise that is on that B level, there was so much, just from browsing the Wikipedia, there is so much vaporware. And like yeah. canceled titles that yeah. were part of this franchise.
So much.
There was so many things that they planned to do with Duke. Like, there was a Duke Origins. It was called, I think, Duke Begins.
It's like Batman Begins.
It was.
Like,
I think it was released in, like, it was going to be released in 2007 or 8.
Yeah. Chris Nolan, Duke Begins. Yeah.
It was going to be the origin story of Duke, which, like, who cares?
No, if you care, shame on you.
Yeah, but also like way to commit, like way to emotionally invest in a big beefy dude who like throws money at strippers.
Well, he's just a fucking action figure. Like that's right, all
he is.
He's a G.I. Joe action figure.
He's a G.I. Joe with a boner.
Yeah.
the perfect man.
Yeah.
But like why? It's even dumber than like wanting to see like Darth Vader as a child. Like, why would I want to see like 15-year-old Duke?
Yeah.
Do like James Bond Jr. Yeah, yeah. I didn't quite get it.
After a few days of R&R, I'll be ready for more action.
Aw, come back to bed, Duke. I'm ready for some action. No.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So hey, I think we might have a special guest.
I think we might have a special guest too.
And I think it's time to bring her in.
I think it's time to bring her in too, but can we let her into our man cave?
Yeah, I think it's okay, just for a minute.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, please welcome Julia. You may know her as the regular host of the show.
You might.
Hey guys, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you making an episode of Controller Freak?
We're talking about man stuff.
Yeah, we're talking. You wouldn't understand.
Babe, are you drinking Jameson?
Yeah. What?
What is going on here? You smell.
I don't smell.
God. What kind of man stuff are you talking about?
Just like stuff like shooting aliens and like telling girls to shake it.
Telling girls to shake it? That's cool.
It's mostly Owen.
Yeah.
Hi, Owen.
Hi, Julia.
What game did you review?
Duke Nukem 3D 20th Anniversary World Tour. Aaron, you have Duke Nukem up right now on your TV.
I'm on the exact same page, and I'm just going to find Duke. Here he is, Julia. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
What do you think of Duke Nukem just looking at him?
I don't have any thoughts, honestly.
You don't have any thoughts?
No.
Really?
Looks like a stern guy. Wait, he's a duke, so he's nobility?
In a way.
Tell me about his dukedom. Is he inheriting like a title?
No, he's not. He's not a duke in that. Well, I mean, he is.
Is there a Duchess Nukem?
There's a lot of them.
Okay, I don't get that. Some kind of joke.
Let me see if I can find another thing to show you about Duke.
Yeah, he just looks like a stern dude with a lot of muscles.
So you don't like Duke, or you don't think he's sexy?
No. Okay, particularly.
Here's Duke talking to a lady. What do you think about that?
You earned the trophy Shake It, Baby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a trophy the first time you tell a woman to shake her ass without any provocation.
So is Duke
she ignores
really,
you.
Duke's really good with the ladies.
Well, let's see.
Do you want to try some of his pickup lines on me?
Yeah, I think I do.
And I'll be the judge of that?
You'll see how good Duke is at talking to the ladies, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Wanna dance?
B minus.
B minus?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. It's not terrible. It doesn't make me want to dance.
Okay. Well, it should. How about Hail to the King, baby?
Hot. Super hot. A++.
Really? Yeah. Hail to the King got you.
Totally. Totally. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, how about this? This is going to be the real test. Mm-hmm. Say that you've been abducted by aliens, and they, like, webbed you up in green shit.
Okay. Yep.
And you're in a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. Duke finds you in a secret room.
Hot.
And says, he doesn't say anything, he just approaches you. Mm-hmm. You're in so much pain that you want him to end your life.
Wow.
You're in that much pain. You say, kill me.
Wow.
And Duke stomps you with his mighty foot until you explode, and then he says, damn it.
Wait, what?
Okay, so that didn't work, I guess. Yeah, see, I knew you wouldn't understand. This is guy stuff.
I was so with it. So with it up until the stomping.
This is guy
the
stuff.
The webbing, the aliens, the pain. I was with all of it.
You were into all of it until he stomped you with his mighty boot?
What is the motivation behind that?
He's
why wouldn't he just shoot you,
he doesn't want to waste ammo.
It's true. Ammo's pretty scarce.
Who is this woman? Does he have a relationship with her? Does he know her?
No, but she's naked. And she is looking good, except for the green webbing and the fact that she's clearly in pain.
Does this really happen? Is this a real scene?
This happens in every level.
You're shitting me right now.
I mean, it doesn't have to. You have to find the women. But when you do, they want to die.
That's dark.
The first
That's
one,
really dark.
I mean, not all women want to die in the game. Not all women have been abducted by the aliens. Some are still working like 9-hour shifts as strippers. Mm-hmm. You know what my favorite part of Duke Nukem is, now that I'm thinking about it, the single player at least, was in the strip club, because there is like a strip go-go club. Mm-hmm. There's like an accessible stripper on like a regular platform that you can get up and offer money to.
Awesome.
But then there's strippers up like 20 feet that are also stripping.
Okay.
You can find a jetpack earlier in the game, earlier in that level.
Yeah.
And I had gotten it. I was lucky enough to get it. And so I jetpacked up to those strippers, and I paid them money as well.
Are you serious? That's hot. That's so hot.
That a guy jetpacks up.
Yes, that's the strip club of the future. I'm 90% into all of this. I have questions about the stomping to death. But I'm here for most of what you're telling me.
You should play this game, Julia.
I probably honestly should. What's it called? Duke Nukem 3D.
World Tour Anniversary Edition.
World Tour Anniversary Edition. So is there a 2D version that was less popular?
Well, no, it launched the franchise, so that's not fair at all.
Okay. No, because originally it was Duke Nukem 3D. There were Duke Nukems before that, but this is the first 3D one.
And it's the third one, too, so you get it. Duke Nukem 3D.
Three dicks. I got it.
No, that's not what I was saying.
This is what happens when I take a small break to do some homework for a couple weeks. And yeah. You guys play Duke Nukem 3D. Shake it, baby. Shake
20th it. Anniversary World Tour.
Start drinking on the job. There is no drinking on the job.
Well,
here.
Cheers. I've got a little airplane bottle of Jameson. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like Duke.
You are sleeping on the couch tonight, mister.
Get out of here, Julia. Go away.
You know what? I'm gone. And I heard you guys talking about who should play him, and you didn't even bring up the most obvious choice, which is Kiefer Sutherland. That's it.
Julia wants Kiefer in there again.
Get the hell out of here.
Okay. I'm just going to look up how old Kiefer is. Kiefer Sutherland was born in 1966. Great. So 55-year-old Duke, or 53-year-old Duke.
I mean, that's not terrible.
Actually not as old as I thought, yeah.
That's better than Julia's original idea, which is to have Kiefer Sutherland play Spider-Man.
Peter Parker. Like a high school Peter Parker. Yeah. That's pretty good. That would be pretty good.
Now, Duke is a little more in his wheelhouse, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, man,
Any more thoughts on Duke? I don't think I have any more.
I have a lot. I have a lot of thoughts.
Are you thoughts that you're comfortable sharing right now?
Only some of them. I wonder if I would be a different person if I had this kind of role model in my life.
Yeah, you might be a worse person than you are now.
In some respects, maybe. But like, don't you long for a little bit of Duke in you?
Of course. I think every man does a little bit.
Exactly. I think that's why I wonder, like, what. You know, I was playing those sort of like the Miyamoto games. I was playing Secret of Mana. I was playing Mario. I was playing Zelda.
I played Banjo-Kazooie a lot.
Banjo-Kazooie, yeah. Exactly. And those are fun games. Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
But those didn't model masculinity for us. You know what I mean? And I know you're not supposed to say that anymore. And I'm just, you know what? I can't help but think... The closest thing I played to Duke Nukem when I was like 14 was Unreal Tournament. Did you ever play that?
No, I did not.
Unreal Tournament was basically like Duke Nukem, slightly more 3D graphics. And all I remember was like it was generally like space aliens shooting at each other, I think, and like robots and shit. But there was one map that was just like, it was like a child's Lego reconstruction of D-Day. Where your stupid, like, meatbag dude would jump out of, like, a fucking landing craft, and you would storm the beach, and there was sick music playing. And that's as close as I got to this, I think.
I mean, that sounds pretty rad.
Yeah. It was rad. It was rad. But I think I just didn't get all of the tude, you know? Right. That's what I was missing. What was the manliest thing you played as a kid? I want to know.
Probably Bubsy.
It was Bubsy. I forgot that part in Bubsy at the end of the second level where he's like, wow, baby, shake your ass.
Come sit on this dick, baby. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, no, see, because everything I think of is so fucking, like, I had a Sega Genesis game where you play as like a circus elephant that's like trying to find his mom. That was called Rolo to the Rescue.
So far this doesn't sound super manly, but I'm willing to.
No, but it's just the only thing that comes to mind now when I think of games I used to play. It's just Rolo to the Rescue.
Rolo to the Rescue? Maybe the image isn't in my head correctly. I'm just going to look it up.
No, nobody played this game except me. No one's heard of this shit with good reason.
He's
a cute, little Dumbo looking alien. Okay. I mean, alien elephant. I got Duke on the brain.
You got Duke in your head. Oh yeah, I'm looking at the pictures, and this doesn't look super manly.
No.
Gosh, it has to be. It must be Conker's Bad Fur Day, right? Did you play that as a child?
Yeah, but that was like high school. Like I'm trying to think even farther back. You know, I'm going to think about that though because I don't know. I think this first episode of Boys with Toys has gone very well.
Me too.
And I think we need to think of more manly games to do in the future. God. And not invite Julia.
This opened up I thought this was a joke, dude. I thought this was just a little sketch that we were doing.
No, absolutely not. It opened
up like a well in me that like I need. I'm remembering a Super Nintendo game that I used to play at hotels. We didn't own it, but they used to have Super Nintendos at some hotels.
Oh sure, I played Diddy Kong Country in a hotel a lot. I remember
one time. I played a game called Blackthorn.
Mm.
And I remember the only controls were walk slowly, shoot a shotgun forward, or shoot a shotgun backwards, which was uncommon. It's like you point, you just shoot back. Oh. That's so cool. So,
okay. So that's manliness.
That's my way of saying
being able to shoot forward and back
without like turning fully around. Cause that's for like,
come on. That's for girls.
That's for cucks.
Yeah.
This guy just reaches back and just lets him fly. And yeah. I remember being like, wow, this is fucking, this is the real shit. I understand why I'm not allowed to have this at home.
Fuck yeah.
So like I'm into this. I'm into digging these like holes and like exploring them and like, you know, we got that in us.
Yeah. We're going to continue to mine this well. That's not a saying, but you know what I mean?
No, but those are two pretty manly professions. It's like miner and
well troll. That's a profession.
Yeah. Well, I guess, do you want to just go out in true Duke fashion?
How's that?
I think on three, we could say our favorite Duke phrase. And then after we've both heard the other one's Duke phrase, mm-hmm. we combine into one Duke phrase.
Does that
make sense to you?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, so one, two, three. Peace again.
Time to play with myself.
Okay. One, two, three.
No time to play with this piece of cake.
So manly.
Manly.
You guys are really stupid.
Oh, man.
That was really stupid.
No.
Cut this off.
Boys.